From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. forces have killed the Islamic State's finance minister, who was responsible for the terrorist group's external affairs. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said Friday that Haji Iman's death was part of the coalition plan to defeat Islamic State.
And together, we continue to do more and more to bring the full weight of our vast military capabilities to bear in accelerating the defeat of ISIL.
Carter would not say whether Iman was killed in Iraq or Syria, nor would he say whether the IS leader was killed in a raid or by an airstrike. The defense secretary also announced that Abu Sarah, an Islamic State leader charged with paying fighters in Iraq, was targeted by U.S. forces this week. Belgian prosecutors say three people have been detained in a counterterrorism operation in Brussels, prompted by Thursday's arrest of a Frenchman in the Paris area suspected of plotting another attack. The Belgian prosecutor's office confirmed in a statement that Friday's arrests were conducted in three districts of the capital. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Belgium's Prime Minister Charles Michel and assured him of U.S. support in the wake of Tuesday's attacks.
The United States, I want you to know, is praying and grieving with you for the loved ones of those who have been very cruelly taken from us, including Americans, and for the many who were injured in these despicable attacks.
Kerry also laid a wreath at the Brussels airport, one of the two sites rocked by bombings that left more than 30 people dead. This is VOA News.